I really think we should rename this segment, I Just Pray for the Asteroid. Pray for the asteroid, or pray for federal intervention. Because the problem is what's happening in the Washington State Legislature is never good news for Republicans these days. Joining us now to break all it down for us is Julie Barrett from Conservative Ladies of America and Conservative Ladies of Washington. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, Ari, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure. Now, you were telling me right before we went on air that there is a new bill that Democrats dropped on Friday that's actually about tax cuts. Wait a minute. I thought we had this massive budget deficit. How could they be talking about tax cuts?
Right. Well, what's funny about this bill, and as kind of goes with along with the whole Democrat strategy, they dropped it on Friday the 21st, which was policy committee cutoff, right? So the bill they dropped goes directly to Ways and Means, which is a fiscal committee. So it lives on until this week's cutoff of the 28th. So it goes directly to Ways and Means. It's already been scheduled for a hearing, and it's scheduled for executive session, which tells me they plan to pass this bill out of the Senate before cutoff.
So this kind of stuff that they're doing right here is clearly an attempt to try and win votes or win support. So tell me about what they're doing exactly. I mean, with renters and all that, this looks like something that may actually entice them.
Yeah, so this is totally a socialist government kind of thing. They're calling it the Working Families Tax Credit, and they are expanding on an existing tax credit. They would be dishing out $300 for individuals who have no kids, $600 for one kid, $900 for two, $1,200 for three or more. And then if you are a renter, doesn't matter if you have kids or not, if you are renting, you would also get to take advantage of this Working Families Tax Credit, because it's not fair that your landlord is probably passing on property taxes to you through your rent costs.
Okay. So wait a second. Let me make sure I got this right. They're basically saying everybody gets this tax credit. Renters get this tax credit, whether or not they have kids. So that way, when the property taxes go up, what it's doing is saying, well, if the property taxes go up and your landlord raises your rent to cover these excess property taxes, at least you have this tax credit. So it's not going to affect you. Do I have that essentially right?
Yes. Now, not everybody gets to take advantage of this credit. You have to be at a certain income level, but they also made sure that people who have ITINs, which are undocumented immigrants, that they are automatically put in to qualify for this tax credit.
Unbelievable. Okay. Yeah.
How does that make homeowners feel?
Right. Exactly. And here's the thing. It's so obvious what they're doing, because they're trying to take away the argument from Republicans where they say, hey, you want to keep raising the property taxes, we're going to keep raising the rent. And then they say, no, renters, keep voting for us because we just gave you a credit for it. It is so transparent. Now, last week was the do or die moment, except for maybe zombie bills that come back from the dead. And a lot of bills are dead, but a lot of stuff's going forward. Where do we stand with that?
Yeah, so, a lot of people are really concerned about the citizen disarmament, the 2A bills. There are two that have executive session tomorrow, which is House Bill 1163, which is the permit to purchase. That's on deck for executive session tomorrow, which is where they vote to pass it out of committee. And I anticipate that this will be a yes. The other 2A bill is 5098, where they're adding to the list of places where you can't carry a firearm. Mm-hmm. So that's being exec'd out tomorrow as well. Now, several months ago, you had me on to talk about Washington's program that they call Hear Me Watts through the Attorney General's office. It's for kids to be able to call this confidential line and get help if they're suicidal or if they can't, having mental issues or whatever. Part of that is tied into Washington's 988 line. And they have a bill that this also came in late that they're executing out tomorrow as well. It would increase the funding for the 988 line by 233% over the next couple of years. And what happens is kids can call this line. They have a curriculum through the school to tell kids about this. You call this line, and if you push number three, it hooks the kid up with the Trevor Project.
Wait, what's that?
The Trevor Project is a huge LGBTQ organization. They work with schools and hospitals and provide information and services to kids who are gender, whatever, if they're questioning or they identify as something LGBTQ. And so when you think about some of the other policies that Washington has put in place over the last couple of years, specifically Senate Bill 5599, where a kid can go to a host home if they, for gender stuff, this 988 line is really dangerous because the kid can call 988, they can get picked up by an ambulance, then they're off to the mental hospital, then they might go to a host home. It's a terrible, I know I sound like tinfoil hat, but I've actually lived this. And so I can tell you that it is very real, and they're pushing kids to learn about this and to know that it's available.
Well, Julie, it's not even just your personal story, which is tragic that you've told us before, but it's more than that. Every bill they pass does something of this aspect, so it's clear what their agenda is. I mean, Jamie Peterson's made no secret about it.
Right.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrifying, this kind of stuff. In fact, I saw something from the Washington Policy Center today. Senate Bill 5708 would require social media companies to provide an obvious signal to the minor when the minor is being monitored or tracked by the parent. It's one thing if you're being tracked by somebody else, but here's the thing. I got trackers all over my kids. They're driving
my cars
and doing all this. And one of the things is dad could always be watching. The insurance company could be watching. So you do this kind of thing, then they're just going to wait till mom and dad aren't watching.
Yeah, I mean, Washington, they're really making it impossible to parent your own children in Washington State.
Well, I think it's
and
a little different.
Not an accident.
Right. I think I'd phrase it a little differently. They're making it so that they become the parent of your child
Absolutely.
Rather than their actual parents. Julie, in the last Absolutely. Few minutes we have with you, is there any good news out of the legislature?
Well, I think you know, I think I heard you tell your listeners that flag, you know, redesign the flag bill, that committee, that one died. We've got I think most of the gun bills are probably not going to go forward, which I guess is good news. Of course, it's a biennium, so, you know, anything's fair game. Plus, you know, you made reference to the zombie bills. So so that, you know, anything could come back. There's also Senate Bill 5688, which would create, you know, a state sovereignty sort of status. And that bill is definitely, I mean, is a zombie bill. So it's at least dead for now. So that's really good.
So it's more of a glass half empty approach, where at least it's not filled with garbage. It's just only half filled with garbage, right?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Okay, just making sure I got that. Julie Barrett from Conservative Ladies of America and Conservative Ladies of Washington. Julie, give everybody your website so they can sign up and get your newsletters, because it's one of my best sources of information, and they should have it too.
Yeah, they can go to conservativeladiesofwa.com, and they can find us all over social media. Just type in Conservative Ladies of Washington, and we will pop up on any platform.
Julie Barrett, thank you as always. Really do appreciate it. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.